It gives me pleasure to welcome to our podium Bishop Simon Obunga. He's a husband of one wife. He's a father and he's a grandfather of many grandchildren. Can we welcome him? Wisdom Assembly, welcome.
You may be seated, please. Praise the Lord. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
First of all, my names are Simon Obunga. I'm born again Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my personal savior. God has blessed me with one wife, one only wife. And also, he has blessed us with six children. I have two sons and four daughters. And have two grandchildren. Jehovah has blessed us in our family. My wife also is a pastor, and my son also is a pastor. Or my daughter also is a pastor. I mean, pastor and a preacher. So I bless the Lord for that. I'm the founder and the senior minister of World Mission Center Church of the World. The Church of the World started in 1998. Before that, we were missionaries in Tanzania, a town called Mwanza, for 12 years. We started a church, and that church birthed about 37 churches, but most in the rural areas. But I thank God because God is faithful. Also, I want to take this opportunity to thank Pastor Cole for allowing me to stand in his pulpit. Also, I want to thank the leadership of the church and the choir and the all attendee today. The Lord may bless you. Today, the Lord put my heart to share with you about prayer. Because, for example, where I am, it is by the grace of God. Not by the hands of the human being, but by the hands of God. That's why I would like to share with you about prayer. And the subject is, arise into your spiritual power, authority, and ability to occupy your position in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. And before that, let's bow our heads and pray. Jesus Christ, you are the Lord and you are the Savior. I'm here standing before your people. And I'm taking this opportunity to invite you, Holy Spirit, to come and be with us and minister to us. I know that you know each and everyone in our midst, oh Lord. And you know the need in the heart of everybody. And I plead with you, King of Kings, that you may come down as a flood and touch the hearts and meet the need and elevate your people to higher level so that people may be able to see you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And somebody say, amen.
Amen.
The reason why I would like to talk about prayer, because prayer is the holy weapon you can use to conquer the devil. The reason why I want to talk about prayer, because today in the church, people does not care about prayer. as I was sharing with the pastor, in Kenya, arising many pastors who are preaching about prosperities. And they don't care about spiritualities of the believers. They don't care whether people are going to hell or not. Their responsibility is that they can be rich and they can get money. But I was called to lead the people to see Christ, to enter in heaven. Hallelujah. That's why I would like to talk about prayer, because prayer is very important. But you know, sometimes people does not know exactly how to pray. That is the problem. When to pray, how to pray. Generally, people taking prayer as usual. But if you can check back, read the Bible, read your Bible. I know you have the Bible. If you can read your Bible, you can see the life of our Lord Jesus Christ was impacted by prayer. He could not be able to do anything unless he prayed and called heaven. And for that reason, he conquered the enemy. He was so strong. He overcame temptation. Because the Bible says that Jesus was man, and the same time, he was God. In other words, Emmanuel, God together with us. And somebody say amen. So prayer will help you. But somebody will help me to read the book of Hebrews chapter 5, beginning from verse 7. If you find it, you can read it for us so that we may hear what the Lord says. But the theme is arise into a spirituality power, authority, and ability to occupy your position in God's kingdom. Arise. How many of you want to arise? Hallelujah. I know somebody is about to read. Before that, when I was a little boy of 6 years old, I was taken to heaven. And when I arrive in heaven, as a twinkling of eyes, I find myself among the people towards south, going to worship God before the thrones of God. But actually, I did not see the thrones of God, but we were heading to south to worship the Lord. And everybody was happy and glad. Actually happy. Not happy. Nest that because your wallet is full, but because the Holy Spirit and the atmosphere in heaven is totally different. And I was so glad as we were going to our south, somebody told me that you cannot go, you have to go back. And I pleaded with him, asking him, please, I beg you, allow me to remain here, because the atmosphere in heaven was so wonderful. I was glad. I've never experienced such gladness and happiness and joy that I see and experience in heaven. That's why I wanted all of us to go to heaven. Don't miss heaven, because it will be very sad to you if you miss heaven. You better lose everything, but you go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Now, you can read that book to us.
Hebrews 5, 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need.
Thank you. Yes. God bless you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that during the time of life of Jesus here on earth, he hoped for prayer and supplication and cries and tears. And the Bible says that it was hard. God hear him. Though he was a son, but he learned how to obey. If Son of God, King of Kings, can cry, if Jesus, the Savior of the whole world, can cry, what about us? And now, what is the prayer is all about? Prayer is asking. Number one. Number two, prayer is begging. Number three, prayer is pleading. Number four, prayer is requesting. Number five, prayer is crying before God. You can see a picture here that during the time of the body of Jesus, when he was here on earth, he cried to the Father. I don't know why he was crying, but the Bible says that ahead of him was death of the cross, was persecution. And Jesus saw it in the spirit, and he was aware from heaven that he will die, a cruel death of the cross. And actually, the death that Jesus died was so painful and shame. He knew this before anything. That's why he went. If you read the Bible, the book of Matthew chapter 26, 37, he took his disciple to the Gethsemane, and he chose three men, James, Peter, and John. And a little while, he go there, and he told them, stay here, wait with me, because my heart is sorrowful to the point of death. But stay here, pray, and watch with me. And again, he says that the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Can somebody say amen? Your spirit is willing, but your body is weak. That's why sometimes some people, they don't want to pray. That's why some people, they cannot pray because they are weak. The body is weak. But I want to tell you that prayer is number one thing in your life which you have to do every day, every moment, every single hour. Because you cannot live a better life, a successful life without prayer. You cannot have breakthroughs. You cannot have anointing. You cannot achieve the purposes of God, whatever God has called you for, without prayer. And I'm talking to Christian. I'm not talking to non-believers, but I'm talking to Christian who are in the church. What is the prayer is all about? I've said that prayer is asking. Why are you asking? When somebody is rich and is contented, why is he asking? You know, our life does not base in no foundation in the things of the world. But our life, spiritual life, based in God, because we are connected with God. That's why Jesus says in the book of Luke chapter 18 that pray and don't give up. And there he gives a parable of a certain widow whom used to have an issue with his debtor. And for some time, the judge could not release the right so that he can be able to be given her right. Now, prayer is asking. You know, you don't need to wait. You need to sit down. You have to ask God even now and then so that you can be a strong Christian. Then you can enjoy Your life is in Christ. Somebody say amen. Just give me a time. Of different kind of prayer, and I want you to understand so that God may help you to understand that which kind of prayer I will be carrying on this day, because there is a table prayer and there is a bed prayer and there is wake up prayer. And there is devotional prayer. And there is prayer and fasting. All of them are five. Can somebody say amen? I'm giving you material that will help you. Because what do I mean by table prayer? A table prayer is where people pray when they want to eat, bless the food. It's an annual prayer. Can somebody say amen? That is not enough to sustain you in your salvation and walk with Christ to go to heaven. That is a weak prayer. You know, and many people, they do depend upon that, because they do understand that that is the prayer. Prayer number two is the bed prayer. Somebody will pray when he's going to sleep. God, I thank you. Be with me this evening. And some people, they do say amen tomorrow when they're waking up. Praise the Lord. So, that is bed prayer. And some people can pray that prayer and they go to bed. And if you can look at it, that cannot, grounding you in salvation. That will never take you anywhere. Because a prayer table or a bed table, it just lasts for not 5 minutes, 5 seconds, and it's over. Can somebody say amen? And also, wake up prayer. God, I think, and there are some people, they're rushing, and because they are going to workplace, they want to catch up with them. Like there in Kenya, we do aboard a bus. Many people travel with buses, town bus. So somebody's running to catch up with the bus, and you don't want to delay. So God, thank you, God, lead me, be with me on the way. I will appreciate, oh God. And then get out. That is not prayer. That's a weak prayer. And actually, some Christians, they do depend upon that, and that will never allow you to advance in the kingdom of God. That will never enable you to be a firm Christian, to know your calling, to stand in the gap, to intercede for other people, to preach the gospel, to do the work of the ministry, to stand for your family, to do the work of God, to reach the lost. It cannot help you. There is a prayer we call devotional prayer. How many of you can remember the book of Luke chapter 18? This is what the devotional prayer means. Devotional prayer means that you have an appointment with God. You have set apart appointment with God. You have set apart maybe 2 hours or 3 hours before God, crying like a baby, crying like nobody business, crying like you are crazy. That is it. Because prayer is about asking. Prayer is about pleading with God, crying before God. The Bible says that Jesus knew very well that he will die the cruel death of the cross, but yet he called upon God. He knew this man was performing miracles, people eating the bread and they're full, and 12 baskets was collected, the leftover. Just imagine, this man was able to walk on the water. Nobody would have been able to walk on the water, but Jesus walked on the water. He was God 100%, but also he was a man 100%. But yet he learned how to call on God. He learned how to obey God. He learned how to cry. The Bible says that during his time, his body on the earth, he cried like a baby with a loud voice. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you. Actually, I don't know about you. It is the Holy Spirit know about you. But I'm here to encourage you that you may think twice, which kind of prayer are you carrying every day? Are you having a bed prayer or a table prayer or a wake up prayer or devotional prayer? Because you have to distinguish between these prayers, and God will help you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God has given us understanding and wisdom and knowledge to distinguish the things of God and put them in place so that they can work for you. Hallelujah. So if you look at this, you cannot advance into the kingdom of God if you are going to remain in the bed prayer or table prayer. You cannot. You better change your mind and start thinking about having devotional prayer, whereby you have appointment with God every day, spending some length of time in crying, interceding before God. You know, people does not know the reason why we have to pray long. You know, you have to pray for yourself, you have to pray for your wife, for your kids, for your family, for your father, for your job, for everything that you is concerning with your life. That's why sometimes, if you're not careful, something can happen in your life without not understanding. And later, you blame God because yet you are born again. Something can happen because you are not the watchman of your life. If you want to see some anointing and breakthroughs, and if you want to be somebody different in your community, in your house, in your church, you better know these two areas: the devotional prayer and prayer and fasting. This is the prayer that can take you somewhere from somewhere. Somebody say amen. I don't want you to be an ordinary Christian. Ordinary Christian, you cannot go anywhere. For instance, you can see me standing before you here. You don't know me, but the Lord knows me. Praise the Lord. But I have come from nothing. From nothing. From nothing. I don't have a better background. Never. My wife knows, my children know that, and the Lord knows that. But I was called by God and trust God. Sometimes back, people, they thought that I'm running crazy. I'm mad because I could pray the whole night. And even they were talking among my family to come and arrest me and took me to jail or to police, because it's like I'm confused and they don't know what is happening in my life. When they were planning to come, I met one of my brother and I told him, I'm not crazy or running mad, but I feel that God is provoking something in my spirit.